Hi, I'm Tara, and this is You Should Write a Book, the podcast. This special series is called Stroke of Genius, a memoir. I find them hilarious. And today we're going to talk about mental health and you. Thanks for joining us. So I wanted to talk about the fact that in July of this past summer, I had a dead organ in my body, had been for a couple months probably before, and I found out that my gallbladder wasn't gallstones like other people. No, mine was dead. And the surgeon told me that it was green and blackish before they took us out. It was pretty bad. Anyway, so all of the time I was in the hospital, and then I had complications after the surgery. Anyway, all of my medical medicines and everything were all fine. It was good. I was being very well cared for. But because I guess they were only surgeons, they didn't really think about the other parts of me. Everyone in the hospital knew that I had other prescriptions, and I wasn't given those medications. So I have been for a number of years from depression and anxiety, and I have medications, and I went 5 days with it. And I was going through the withdrawal symptoms of it, and it was terrifying. And until I figured out what it was actually the withdrawal symptoms that made me feel bad, and then I finally got back onto my medications. So this in stroke, when I had my stroke on November 8th, it was only one day without it and go with the medications, because I was like crazy. You have to give me my back medications. And I was grateful for that, it's really important to me to keep my mental health good for me, especially when I have something like a stroke. So I was very good. I got my medications, but I also knew that I would be needing counseling. I know me really well. I am a counselor in that I have all of the qualifications, but I don't have a college, so I don't have a license. But every therapist should have therapy. So I knew that I needed to have therapy. And I kept asking for someone to come over and talk to me, and I wasn't getting those things. And I didn't get help from psychological help until I had one appointment before I got voted off the island. discharged from the hospital. Okay, so a lot of people know that strokes can have an effect about the emotions. And I know my dad is in the late 90s. He had a stroke. And my dad he's a good man, but he differed a lot after the stroke. And he wasn't someone to be very demonstrative. Nope. You know what I mean. Anyway, and then all of a sudden, after my stroke, he was like, "Oh, I love you, Terrence." That's weird. It was lovely. He hugged me a lot, which is great. I'd never seen that part of my dad. And he was also weepy. So I knew that it was from the stroke. Now, for me, I've always been very an emotional person. Even when I was working as an executive, in the kind of work that I did, I thought of myself as someone who was there's a book called Leading with a Limp, and that was a way that I could remember that I'm an authentic person, and when I was having a hard time, I would say, "It's difficult for me, whatever," so I did do cry people things, but and it's hard for me to figure out if it was it's from the stroke or just me. Can't tell. Anyway, so I knew that I had to go through a grieve loss. I knew that I had no. That I was leaving something. There was part of me that has changed, and I was grieving them. I was the things, my language and my ability to drive, and there's a bunch of things. So I knew all of those were impacting me, and I needed to get help through those things. And then, but I want to talk to their patients who have aphasia or have gone through a stroke. Here's my point. It doesn't matter if the emotion that you're having is because it's the brain injury, because of the stroke, or it's just part of your personality. It doesn't matter. It's an important thing that you can get help from them. So I had someone passed with me just yesterday, and I was very sad. It's a very complicated grief for me. And of course I was crying. I was very sad about this person who'd passed out, but or passed on. But I still want to be talking to somebody and my therapist about those. I do have found out that I'm have a new kind of emotional reaction that's a little different for me. Is that I get really angry. And it doesn't take for a long time. Well, the nurses at Unit 58 might have said different. I think I had a 24-hour temper tantrum. I was very sad. I wrote a note and said I had no words. I don't want to talk to anybody. I was like a Karen. I was having somebody saying, "I need to talk to my manager." Anyway. But it's unusual for me to have my temper like that, to have my temper kind of flow up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that why the reason is that is happening. I still have to think about that. I have to get help for that. I have to be able to make it part of my world, or find ways to be able to think about them and deal with them when it happens differently. It doesn't matter. So the fact that, here's what I'm trying to say, is that it doesn't matter if it came from your stroke, or it was personality that is you. It doesn't. Get help. There's help out there, and you can get help, and you can find a lot of counseling that even at a free or at very small amount of money. You can contact, I know in my city, you have called 211, which takes you to the counseling center. So there's lots of options. And if you don't know, then call the aphasia center or the stroke or heart and stroke people. Get your help. Look at your mental health. That's all I want to say. Just make sure that you're thinking of just your body and your mental health as well, and your emotional capacity. Anyway, it's important. Thank you for sharing this time with me, and I will saw you again soon. Okay, thanks. Bye.